From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 18 people were killed in Syria's northern Aleppo province Friday when airstrikes, that is, hit opposition areas. The air raids hit the only hospital for women and children in the town of Kafr Hamra and killed two staffers. The town is near the northern front line in Aleppo, where government troops have virtually surrounded almost 300,000 residents. Meanwhile, Syrian Democratic Forces seized full control Friday of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij near the Turkish border. A spokesman for the group said that its forces were sweeping the city after the last Islamic State militants had fled. Sharfan Darwish of the SDF-allied Manbij Military Council said the U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages whom Islamic State had been using as human shields. The U.S. Department of Defense says that prominent Islamic State leader Hafiz Saeed Khan was killed in an airstrike last month in Afghanistan. Deputy Press Secretary Gordon Trowbridge said the strike came when U.S. and Afghan special forces were carrying out anti-Islamic State operations in southern Nangarhar province. Trowbridge said that Saeed Khan was known to directly participate in attacks against U.S. and coalition forces, and the action of his network terrorized Afghans. Last July, Afghan authorities erroneously reported that Khan had been killed by a drone strike. However, Friday, Afghanistan's ambassador said he had seen confirmation of Saeed Khan's death from Afghan security forces. Last May, Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour was killed in a drone strike in Pakistan. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has repeated his claim that he was being sarcastic when he called President Barack Obama the founder of the Islamic State terror group. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania Friday, Trump said he was joking when he called the president the MVP of ISIS. He said the U.S. media was blowing his statement out of proportion.
So I said, the founder of ISIS. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. Then, but not that sarcastic, to be honest with you. And they all said, he should not say that. That is not, they should call him an enabler.
Later in Altoona, Pennsylvania, Trump said the only way that Hillary Clinton would win the battleground state in November is if there were voter fraud. The Republican nominee added, "We don't want to see people voting five times. We have to be very careful." Trump's campaign has placed strong emphasis on winning Pennsylvania. The last time that the state went to a Republican presidential candidate was George H.W. Bush in 1988. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has released her 2015 tax returns, which show that she and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, earned more than $10.5 million last year. The bulk of their income, more than $6 million, came from speaking fees for appearances largely made before Hillary Clinton launched her campaign. The Clintons also gave more than $1 million to charity. The release is part of the Democratic candidate's efforts to undercut her opponent, Donald Trump. So far, Trump has refused to release his tax returns because they are under audit. The UN Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan. The Council Friday adopted the U.S.-drafted resolution that also threatens an arms embargo against South Sudan's government if it does not cooperate with the deployment. David Pressman is the U.S. alternate representative to the U.N. for Special Political Affairs.
First, the force will facilitate safe and free movement in the capital. Second, it will protect key facilities essential to the well-being of the people of Juba. And third, it will have the authority to prevent attacks against civilians, the United Nations, and humanitarian actors.
The vote was 11 in favor with 4 abstentions. And health officials in Nigeria are preparing for a massive polio vaccination campaign after 2 new cases emerged in the northwestern state of Borno. It's considered a major health setback for the country, which had been on track to eliminate the virus. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.